Podcast Viewfinder.
Felicity. I can't defeat Ra's al Ghul.
Oliver Queen can't. The Arrow can't. Both those men tried and both those men failed. You're no longer either of those men. You've become someone else. Become something else. This is different now. Because despite your best efforts, you've allowed yourself to feel something. I know you think that's a weakness. It's not. Don't fight to die. Fight to live. Hey everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
And welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 40 dose.
42.
42.
Yeah, we're getting out there. Nice and even number.
42 weeks of you listening to us.
That's only really about 42 hours.
That's crazy. 42 hours.
42 hours invested.
Good job, everybody. Yeah. Investing.
Keep
42
in
hours, that's like 92 days. A year's worth of podcasts.
What? 42 hours is how many days?
It's not even two whole days.
Okay. Yeah.
Because 48 hours is two whole days.
You could be spending way more time. You know what? If you, the listener, once, we could do this podcast at least a couple times a week.
Yeah.
To you.
No, we couldn't.
You know, okay. What are you talking about? We do Fridays and Mondays.
All right. So, James and I did something really fun this weekend.
We did. I slept.
Oh, we slept a lot. Not really. Well, we did, sort of. There's this thing in our city called Breakout, and it's an all-night middle school event. There were just under 1,000. I think there's 900 this year. Middle school students.
Yep.
It's made up of several different churches. We Rapture Ruckus came in and played.
Rapture Ruckus.
Dude, they're awesome.
He had a hoverboard.
I've heard their music, but I hadn't heard them in concert, so you should go look them up. Mr. Roboto was a really good song. And they had a stormtrooper like on this big screen dancing. It was really cool. So they were good. They were cool guys. They're from New Zealand. So
yeah,
cool.
You know anybody who's from New Zealand's cool.
Well, yeah. So one of the dudes, his wife was talking. She's a makeup artist. And so she did work on the Lord of the Rings movies.
Huh?
And she was telling me about it because she's like, yeah, we got
Frodo. Yeah.
No, she didn't do Frodo, but she did like a lot of the orcs and stuff. And they talked about like she talked about the process of making those masks stuff. And she said it took weeks to make the orc masks. And they had to like pull the hair through like the latex. It was like several different layers of latex. You have to let it dry and all that stuff. And she said then they put it on them, on the actors, the orcs, and they couldn't breathe. So they had to like throw them all away, the ones they did, and redo them. Like, why didn't they do it earlier?
Wow, but yeah, just make a hole.
But she just talked about like the process that like it's WETA, WETA, WETA workshop, WETA workshop.
WETA people
of the United States of America. But so they had to do all this crazy stuff in like the chainmail. Like they handmade all the chainmail. Like it was like legit. She said Peter Jackson and the other guy, I didn't know his name, but she's like, yeah, the other guy's the guy who, like pays attention.
The other guy?
To all the details. I forgot his name. So anyways, sorry, I'm going to yawn throughout this podcast because, yeah, so we were up all night on Friday night. So it started at 6 p.m. on Friday, but we were there like all day Friday doing stuff. And then it got over at 6 a.m. Saturday morning.
And yeah.
And then you went to your house and took a shower. I went to my house and took a shower. And then we met back up at my house because last week we talked about one of our staff members lost her husband in a tragic accident. And so the celebration of life service was about 3 hours away. So my wife drove me, you, and one of our other pastors to the celebration of life service. So yeah. I was out. I was zonked the whole way up there. Did you sleep much in the car?
It wasn't very comfortable sleeping.
So it was not, but I didn't care. I was.
What are you talking about? You had a ladybug pillow.
I did. I had those little neck pillows.
You're like, it's my ladybug neck pillow.
I don't know that helped at all, but I pretended it did. So, so last week we talked about legacy, and somebody asked a question of us. You can at Podcast Viewfinder. @gmail.com. So podcastviewfinder@gmail.com. If you have questions, if there's things we talk about that you're like, I want more on this topic or whatever. So this was from Luke. He was actually on the podcast a few weeks ago.
Oh, Luke.
He said, do you guys ever talk about the responsibility of being an influencer on your podcast or how to understand if you are easily influenced? So, because last week we talked about celebrities and how, like, if they say something, the culture accepts it more because they're influencers. They're people of influence. And we talked about this guy that went to the Celebration of Life service, his name's Terry. He was an influencer. Like, and it was funny because when people got up on stage and talked about him, it was from all, like, different aspects of his life. From his church life, from, like, being a neighbor. Like, these two girls got up, like, young women. They were in their 20s. But they talked about, like, growing up next door to this family and how, like, he was, like, a second dad to them. Like, how he treated them, how just, like, how selfless he was and all that stuff. And just, man, it was great. And then somebody from his work. Like, that aspect of his life. And so there's just all these different, like, people that had interacted with him in different areas.
Yeah.
And he was an influencer.
Yeah.
But the thing they said is, like, he never had a platform. He never, like, preached. He never got up on stage and did any of that stuff. But just the way that he lived his life. And so, I don't know, James, what do you think influence really is? Like, what, when you, like, think of somebody that's influential, who's an influence, like, who are people of influence? Like, what makes them an influencer, I guess?
Man, yeah, that's a tough question because I think about myself. I'm like, how influence? I think being intentional and authentic.
Oh,
okay. I think those two things have a big say on how influential you are. And so, yeah, I'd go with that.
So your brother said, you know, is it, you talk about the responsibility of being an influencer. So. It's a huge responsibility. Like, every person that is alive has the ability to be an influencer.
Yeah.
Or, and then he says, or do you talk about, like, how to understand if you're easily influenced?
Yeah.
So, I would say that one's an easier question. How to understand if you're easily influenced. If you find yourself in situations a lot of times where you're doing stuff that you're like, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going along with it. Yeah. Then you're easily influenced.
Yeah. Yep. You are an influencee.
Yeah. And I love when people are like, well, I'm not a yes man or I'm not this. And you're like, yeah, you are. Like, you just go along with everything. Like, and nobody wants to be that. Nobody wants to be easily influenced. But I think when we get around certain people or around certain situations, if the cards all are laid out right or whatever that phrase is, the stars align, maybe that's what I'm looking for. No, but it's easy to be easily influenced in certain situations.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain people that could say stuff to me that would influence me to act differently or to behave differently.
Give me an example.
All right, well, like, I'm in this running group or whatever. And so it's like I kind of want to, I don't know if impress is the right word, but I don't want to fail them, right? So I've stuck with my running routine. I did get behind one day last week and I made it up this past week, which was a crazy. I had to do four in one week. I was dying yesterday. I made up my fourth one. So, but yeah, so I feel like they can influence me because they're saying, hey, you can do this, but they're influencing me in a good way. They're saying, hey, you can stick with this. You're doing a good job. And so I'm like, if they told me to do something or change stuff, then I would do that because I feel like they've got my best interest in mind. So I'm easily influenced by people that I think are like looking out for me, right?
Yeah.
But then on the bad side of things, who can influence me for bad? My friend Nate. I remember like in high school, we just do dumb stuff. Like it wasn't bad things, but like we went to Texas Roadhouse and when it just opened, he's like, hey, let's put on cowboy hats and have toothpicks. And so we went in and everybody was like staring at us the whole time. And I thought it was funny, but people like got mad at us. I don't know. Our waiter was real weird. It was like bizarro. So there's that. Then one time we had a pair of fake handcuffs and we went handcuffed together into a movie store to rent a movie and we were handcuffed together.
What? Like, that's
like,
crazy.
Like later I'm like, why did we do this? Because he's like, yeah, my dad's a cop and he handcuffed us and he wouldn't give us the key so we had to come in here. So it was really weird.
Oh my goodness.
So
your friend's crazy.
So like people like that I'm easily influenced by because I think it's going to be funny. And I get in the middle of it, I'm like, why am I doing this? Stupid.
So dumb.
So, I watched, as we said at Terry's Celebration of Life service, just as people got up and talked about him, and there was a worship time, and it was just a cool moment of this guy influenced a ton of people in a way that, like, his wife is still saying, like, we're getting letters and we're, like, hearing stories from people. It's just, like, stuff I never knew about, like, stuff that he did. And so I think, like, to be, like, a really like, yes, there are those influencers that are high platform that have a voice and they use that for good. I mean, Bono with the whole AIDS thing in Africa, like there's just different people that like, okay, I know I have a voice, so I'm going to do something with that and just, and promote stuff. A lot of the Christian concerts promote Compassion International, that kind of thing. But I think of this guy and just behind the scenes, day after day, the way that he lived, the way that he was, and he wasn't flashy about it. Like, it wasn't like, I'm doing this because I have a platform, but I'm doing this because this is who God has made me to be.
Yeah.
So the way he viewed the world around him, which is what our podcast is about, worldview.
Yes, tell us about that.
This podcast Viewfinder, is about helping you find your worldview. And so just because we talk about something or a TV show or book or movie or whatever, it doesn't mean we're saying you should watch it, but we're just saying that that book or movie has an impact on culture in some way. There's some people are behind it and something could affect you and your worldview. So everything promotes a worldview. So, but yeah, so his worldview was, I'm going to live a life that points others to Christ.
Yeah. He was just consistent.
Consistency.
I mean, again, you didn't see, it wasn't like, oh, he'd say this and be a different way. He was always very consistent with who he said he was and what he was doing. And so I think that really helped him out because he'd make a promise and he'd stick with it.
Yeah. So it was cool. It was a really cool moment. And so if we're a little bit tired on the show today, that's why. So
tired. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So James.
Yes, sir.
I did something this past week that I never thought I'd do.
Oh my gosh.
And I went and got a haircut, which you don't know me. I get my haircut about twice a year. I get cut real short, then I let it grow real long. And then when it gets to the point where it annoys me because it's in my eyes all the time, I have to keep like flipping it back or wear a hat. And I'm like, all right.
And he's not allowed to wear hats in the office.
And I'm like, I'm done. I'm going to go get it chopped short. And I usually like spike it in the front or whatever when it's cut real short. So I went to the barber lady. I guess
the barber lady.
Hairstylist is the
proper. Why can't you call her a barber lady? Why is it only...
She's a hairstylist. And so I went to her and I'd never been to her before. And I was getting it cut. And she's like, hey, have you ever thought of this? And there's some guy in the that worked there that had his hair like kind of poof way back. It was cut close on the sides.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that's just not me. I can't really pull that off. And she's like...
Yeah.
And then I asked the guy, like, do you ever put it in a man bun? Because I heard, like, that's kind of one of the... Okay, so when I'm saying these things to this guy, I'm completely joking. He's like, no, I don't do that. But the lady's like, oh, my husband does that. So she, like, proceeds to show me pictures of her phone. This was near the end.
I was almost done. I don't want to see this.
Well, because she said, hey, he braids it from the front to the back and then puts it up in the bun. I was like, this is enough to put it in a man bun. So she like did my hair and showed me like, hey, this is what it looked like. Would you want to do this? And I'm like, maybe I would. So I tried it. And so I got home that day. My wife was just kind of like, yeah, did you mean to do that? A lot of people ask me that. Like,
is that on purpose?
Because I kind of joke around a lot. Some people are like, yeah, is this for real? Like, are you actually
this is for real.
Doing this?
Is
for real. So yeah, so I laughed and...
And he cried.
So my 3-year-old Sonny, she's like, hair, hair, hair. She's just like pointing and like yelling louder and louder. Just like,
what are you getting at?
And like, she doesn't even know what to say. She's just like, hair. Just like yelling.
Oh
like,
my gosh. She
was speechless. And then Quincy was like, oh, daddy, that's the most beautiful haircut in the world.
Really?
She was so excited. She said that? But then yesterday, she's like, why do you keep doing that? I was like, you said you liked it. She's like, I was kidding.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome.
So I don't know.
That kid's great.
I don't know what she really thinks about it. That kid. Oh, man.
She lied to you.
So I feel better. I got a man bun. And you don't think about it, but a lot of people have man buns. I'm noticing more and more man buns. So I don't know if it's because I started it and people are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was that so now. You.
Or if it's just popular and I'm getting on the bandwagon. So...
You know what?
But I like my man bun.
Will you get it again?
I don't know.
Become the new Chris Shadow in there?
What's weird about it, though, is that it's like, I actually have to do my hair in the morning. Like,
You're such a girl.
I have to put gel in it. I actually blow dried my hair the other day for like the first time since ever. And so it's just weird. But yeah. All right, James, I think I'm going to Periscope this next part. So if you want to see my man bun, And I'm posting this within 24/7. You can go look at the website.
Oh man, everyone's I mean, go gonna
to,
get
go
on.
Go to my Twitter. It's at Chris CHRISCHAUDOIN.
Do you not know how to spell your own
name? I don't
know.
If there's an underscore in it. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
What is it?
So it's at Chris Shadowin. Yeah. So what's at Chris Shadowin. One word. CHRIS.
I don't know who this guy is.
CHAUDOIN. So, you don't know who what guy is?
You. I don't know you anymore.
I don't know you anymore. Okay. No one I'm following is live. I'm about to
come on, people. He needs this.
So, podcast. Viewfinder. Should I only do the Florida foibles?
What?
Florida.
Online?
Yeah. Can I hashtag it?
I don't know. You're the one who sees what's going on. I have no idea what's going on. And their listeners are probably like, what's going on?
They're like, oh, yeah. So I'm trying to hashtag things. Florida.
They're like, okay. Come on, dude.
Start broadcast.
All right.
Oh, I'm live right now. There you go. James Helm, everybody.
Hey, everybody. All right. This is me. Why are we looking at me, though?
Okay, I don't know.
I went to look at you. Your man bun.
Okay. See, look. Yeah, here's my man bun. I got a man bun going on. So there's the new me. I can't even tell that. Yeah. Bonkers. All right, so James.
Yes, sir.
We have a segment on here called Florida Foibles. Florida Foibles.
We do. This is.
I have to say foibles in my wonderful accent. Okay, so what's going on this week in Florida?
Well, just people going to Walmart shopping.
What?
And applying.
Yeah, Walmart
for special jobs.
Okay, so. Yeah, so this guy is going to Florida and he wants to be a mystery shopper. Look, doesn't that look like a guy you'd be like, yep, that's a mystery shopper.
He applied to be the mystery shopper.
He looks like a guy I see at Walmart.
I don't even, that's true. He does look like a guy you see at Walmart. I know what that job is. So
a mystery shopper is a guy that comes in and pretends to be a customer.
Uh-huh.
And then you see how like they get treated as a customer. So I don't know, is that like a...
Is that illegal?
That's not illegal. That's an actual job.
So they hire people to do that?
They hire people to make sure that everything's going well for them and that they're doing like, hey, my company's doing what they said it should do. So do you... I think I would like that job. Because I would try to make it hard for the employee, right? Like, I would go and be like, hey, this was marked down half off and it's not ringing up half off. And he'd be like, no, it's not. Like, hey, I will fight you. And the customer's always right.
You'd be the person... Who people would be mad. You're like, this guy.
I don't like looking at myself in this thing. I look so weird.
So let's
my hair slicked back. I look like some like guy that's trying to be cool, but it's not.
That's true, though.
Oh, it's so true. Okay. So would you be a mystery shopper? I'm going to try to flip this sideways.
See, I thought mystery shopper was where you get to shop for free.
What? Like, hey, there's a lot of people joining. Hey, everybody. I'm joining us on Periscope. You know you don't get to shop for free. So, yeah, so he's going to be the mystery shopper. The person hired by a manufacturer or retailer to pose as a customer in order to evaluate the quality of service.
All right. Seems like a good job.
Yeah. Oh, great. Quit yawning. So he goes in, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to just go up to the manager's office. I'm going to go look around. I'm going to go see what's going on in the manager's office.
I mean, obviously, if you're looking for the application... Oh, you've got to go to the manager's office.
Yeah, so he's going to the manager's office.
He goes in there, right? Now, he has a trash bag. I don't know where he got the trash bag.
Yeah,
right?
He probably found
Oh, we didn't... He put on some new clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wanted to look different.
Because you're going in for a job interview. You want to look your best. So his other clothes were dirty. So instead of going in, like, changing clothes...
Instead of going home, he just went and picked some stuff out.
I got a sweatsuit in the back of my car, so he put on some sweatpants.
Was it his or was it the Walmart's?
I think it was his.
Oh, okay, that's good.
He said he put on a hoodie and a sweatsuit over his street clothes after entering the store. Oh, no, so he went in. Okay, wait.
See?
I read that wrong. So he goes in, and he's like, you know, I gotta have a sweatsuit for my interview.
Right? I'm dirty. I got dirty clothes on.
And when you apply at Walmart, if you wear a sweatsuit, that's like a step above.
That'll get you the job.
That's a step above what everybody else wears to the job interviews at Walmart. So he
goes in.
He goes in, and I'm sorry, Periscope people. That was like a bad job I'm doing. All right, let's get there. You go. So he goes in, and he's like, you know what? This is awful. I'm just going on your face, James.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. Sorry. I'm still learning Periscope. I gotta get a tripod.
Basically, all our people are gonna stop.
Okay. But yeah, so he goes in and he's in Walmart. He's now got some new clothes on.
Good.
I wonder if he cut the tags off. But he goes up to the manager's office. How do you get to the manager's office at Walmart? That's what I want to know.
You just walk in.
But it's like, isn't it back behind stuff? Isn't it like away from
that obviously is? Didn't stop him.
Not at all.
He was like, you know what? I'm going to keep going. I am persistent.
Okay, so what's he putting in his trash bag? He gets in the manager's office.
He just gets in there and he gets a trash bag. And I guess he doesn't understand. He's like me. You know, you think, oh, I'm a mystery shopper. I get free stuff. So he puts an Xbox in the trash bag.
Xbox One, yeah.
And then he puts like $400 worth of like merchandise.
So I guess like a manager's office at Walmart just has a bunch of like leftover stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I haven't tried this Xbox One night. Okay, so they arrest him. And on his possession, he has a loaded handgun, a small bag of heroin.
Okay. That's, yeah, fair enough.
You can get that in the medicine section at Walmart. Yeah. A Mentos container with 33 Xanax pills and other drugs. And then, so that's what he had on him. So he had a handgun, a Mentos container with 33 Xanax pills, and a small bag of heroin. Hey, Andrew Crow's listening. He's been a guest on the show, and Corbin's on.
So, okay, so then it happens. And then what? Like, I don't even understand how this guy... So people walk in, or what happens?
Yeah, so they find out... I don't know. But he comes in and he keeps saying, no, I'm just here to apply the job as mystery shopper.
Mystery shopper job. Yeah. I'm like, looking for an application.
Yeah.
That's why he went in the manager's office. Which, I mean, if I was looking for an application, I would figure it's in the manager's office. Why wouldn't it be?
Okay, that's so fair. So here's how he explains everything. So he maintains that he entered the manager's office to apply for the mystery shopper gig.
Okay, fair. I can believe that. It seemed that's
like
believable.
It seemed like a cool job. I would do that job.
Yes, I would totally take that. That's like easy money.
Oh, if I look down like this, people can see my man bun on Periscope. Okay.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. Easy to do. Then Weigert, that's his last name, explained to the cops that he pulled on the hoodie and sweatpants because his own clothes were dirty.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, you're going in for an application job interview. You want to look good.
The pills, the Xanax pills, were for foot pain. He didn't say what the heroin was for. And the gun he got from a guy at Dunkin' Donuts, according to the police report. This is where I love this story, right?
Because it's Walmart and Florida?
And Dunkin' Donuts.
Poor Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. So, can I get one of those Bavarian cream-filled donuts, a glazed donut?
Hey, you.
Cup of coffee.
Hey, you. You want a gun?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you.
Here, you can have it.
Yeah, like instead of a cream filled donut, it's a gun filled donut.
That just came in the bag. I don't know. It's weird. I figured I'd just keep it.
Yeah,
why wouldn't I? I mean, it's a free gun.
So, but here's was the guy at Dunkin' Donuts a friend of his, or was he just like out in the parking lot being like, "Hey, dude, you want to buy a gun?"
Now, wait a minute. Are you believing this story?
What did he got? Okay, who would make that up though? Who would be smart enough to be like,
I would make that up.
I got a gun from a guy at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yep,
you would say that.
I'd make that up.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah,
really?
That's where I went that morning.
Like that's where I shop.
Sorry, man. Yeah, that's what I do.
I'm the worst filmographer. Sorry.
Yes,
everybody.
You are. It's okay.
Andrew Groh says America runs on Dunkin'.
See.
There you go.
And now, off a little,
and now they run from Duncan.
Yeah,
because he's got a gun. He said Evansville runs on Donut Bank. That's where we. You're a Krispy Kreme guy, but Donut Bank is
fresh Krispy Kreme. No. If I'm just going in and the light's not on, and I don't want a glazed, I'm not getting Dunkin' Donuts.
Krispy Kreme. Okay. So, all right. What does this have to do with worldview, James?
Don't lie.
Don't get guns from people at Dunkin' Donuts.
Don't go into the manager's office.
It's not Dunkin' Gun Nuts. All right, so... all right, so... What? Yeah, Okay. If you want a job somewhere, don't go into the manager's office and take his stuff. See, look, you can see around my office. Here's my British tea.
What are they really going to take from your office?
My tea, my marbles.
Okay.
They don't really have much. Microphone right
if
here.
If anything, it's all my stuff that they take.
Yeah, that's true.
They're like, oh, yeah. Cameras.
Oh, speaking of taking your stuff,
I got it.
We talked about James getting robbed last week, yeah. And he got his cameras back.
I did. I found the guy, and he's hurt. Now, on my desk. The police found him.
Yeah.
Good job, EPD.
Well, that's been Florida Foibles.
That was a long
If you want to listen Foibles. To the rest of the podcast, you can tune in to Podcast Viewfinder on your iTunes or where else. I don't know. So, all right. Thanks, Periscope peeps. I will see you,
have no,
see you later.
What? Bye, Periscope.
Stop broadcasting.
You're all right. Crazy.
That's good. We maintain 20% retention. 16 total viewers. That's great. I'm so excited about this stuff. All right.
All right.
So, yeah, don't steal from people. That's just not good. All right, James. Is it time for Goes the Culture?
Gosh. Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
Are we?
So, one of the things going on in culture is, last week we talked about it a little bit, but I didn't realize. So, we talked about the awards.
Golden
award
Globes.
Season. The Golden Globes.
Yep, and the Oscars.
And the Oscars are coming up. So we got to talk about both of those. But while you're looking up the other information you're supposed to look up, I forgot. Look up. So Ricky Gervais hosted, made fun of people and stuff with the Golden Globes.
Yes.
But The Martian, which I still yet to see, but you really enjoyed it.
How?
Sorry.
Man, why did you not watch
I have kids now, so I saw the Peanuts movie. And
how was that? That was good, right?
It was really good. Go see that. I recommend that. Recommended. I smiled the whole way through it and laughed. It was really good. It's so good. So, anyways, The Martian won Best Picture, Best Motion Picture, in the category of Musical or Comedy, which...
I'd say which comedy. One? I'd say it's...
So The Martian's a comedy?
Well,
it's about a guy
not
that's
musical.
stranded in space.
I don't remember hearing as much singing, so I'm going to go with comedy. Yeah.
I think it was...
Those are my only two choices.
It's like during the credits. He comes on, he's like, I'm stuck in space. Yeah. I can't get home.
No, Rockin' Man.
Yeah. I know. Was there music in the movie?
Space Oddity? Maybe.
Then it's a musical.
What's this calling?
Well, who is it?
Yeah, oh, whoa.
Oh, mute your phones. Yeah, so when I think of The Martian, I have not seen it, but from the previews, I didn't get that it was a musical or that it was a comedy.
Obviously, you're not watching the right previews, man.
The feel-good comedy of the year.
So, but it won, right?
It won Best Musical or Comedy.
That's terrible.
Ridley
How
Scott,
bad?
Ridley Scott got up there and goes, comedy? Like... What? Like, I won?
And that's why nobody takes the Golden Globe serious.
Well, yeah.
Because it's like, really? I mean, sure, I'll take it, but I won't feel very honored by it.
I want to sing. I want to sing. Let's sing from the movie. I just sing lines from the previews. Take that, NASA. Wait, what did he say? He says, take that.
Take that, Neil Armstrong.
Take. I started life on another planet because I grew plants.
I colonized Mars.
You didn't sing that, James. Come on.
I was rapping it.
Oh, I colonized Mars.
Yeah, I'm not very good at this game.
Neil Armstrong.
Now, I am on Billboard, and I do have some surprising news.
Uh-oh. Did Star Wars
get
dethroned?
Say goodbye to Hello.
Uh-oh, Hello's not number
Billboard,
one anymore?
Billboard, yeah, it's not. It's number two.
Number dos.
Guess who took it?
Bieber.
Yeah, he did, but right. Sorry.
Bieber's back.
He
back
is.
On top.
He's got the first, he's got the third, and, his What Do You Mean dropped to eight.
Uh-oh, five. One, three, and eight. So he's still got three in the top 10, though.
Yeah, he does.
So Hello's number two. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah,
can you hear
dominating.
Me, Matt Damon?
Matt Damon. You know, you're we spent almost $1 billion, right? $9 billion. How much? How many billions was it? $100 billion.
To bring Matt Damon home?
Almost $1 trillion, right?
Yeah, it's been a lot of money we spent to bring Matt Damon
let's
home.
Let's just leave him there.
So you take of all the prices that it cost in Interstellar to bring him back.
Yeah.
And then the stuff people, like, so there. I think they take that number, like, how much it costs to make those two movies, and what was the other one? Was he in Apollo 13? Oh, that's Tom Hanks.
Oh my gosh, you're all right. Dumb.
All right, so Matt Damon. Yeah, so congratulations to winning, and he won the best actor in a comedy or musical. So,
man, were there no funny movies that came out? That's what's crazy to me.
What do you mean? So, like, So the best comedy, that's the thing. Like, what? Like if you're in actual comedy, I'd be really mad. Like,
yeah, like, wait, that wasn't funny at all.
This serious movie about a guy,
dark humor.
A guy trying to survive in space beat us, and we were like trying to be funny, and they weren't trying to be funny. I call that the funny though.
Maybe that's what is funny.
The UCF, the unintentional comedy factor.
Yeah.
So I'd say you have a lot of the UCF. You do that a lot. Like, you'll say stuff not trying to be funny, but then we just laugh at it. Like when you talk about going to the movies by yourself, or when you say Creepus. Or Krampus. Instead of Krampus. We said Krampus. It's Krumpus. I think you said Krampus, or I said Krampus.
So, see, now you're putting blame on me.
And then Adrian said Creepus. So,
where is she at?
I don't know. She's engaged. Man.
What?
No, she's texting me right now.
Who, Adrian?
Yeah.
Oh, she's listening live.
No, she's not.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. We should have people call in. They have no idea what's going on, but they can just talk.
Call in, like, hey, what's going on?
Hey.
So, all right, so number one song. So, Matt Damon, congratulations on your comedy. Hilarious.
He is funny, though.
You know, it's funny. When somebody gets stranded in space and thinks they're never going to make it home.
Oh, man. I know.
Hilarious.
I can't talk about it because spoilers.
So. Okay, it beat out the other comedy, Gravity. where he gets lost in space. And she's trying to come.
Martian was better than Gravity.
Was the Martian, which one was funnier? What?
Better actor.
Okay. So.
All right. Do you want to know what's happening in the movies?
What? Is Star Wars still number one?
No, it's not. It's number three.
No way.
Yeah. Drop down. Ride Along 2 is number one.
Hold on. Ride Along 2 beat out Star Wars?
The Revenant, which it deserves it. Revenant's good. I like that movie a lot. And then the Star Wars. So, Ride Along made it 35, Revenant 31, Star Wars 26. Now, I think, you know, Star Wars is going to maintain its spot within the top 10 for at least another 10 months. Weeks.
Yeah. So, yeah. Wait, sorry, were you going to say something else?
Because
I read an article about, like, Avatar is the highest grossing film of all time.
Yeah, ever.
And but in America, it took it 310 days.
To get there.
Because they like re-released it and did all this stuff and like, oh, it's better now or something. So, but the record in America, Star Wars beat it in 20 days.
Yeah.
But worldwide, I don't know because it's still got to make a ton.
Yeah, it's down by like 800 million.
Do they include video sales in this or is it strictly
it's just box office
at the movie theater itself? Okay.
Now, Ride Along 2 did get a 14%. I don't know much about it, but the first one totally was terrible. I didn't see it, but I heard it wasn't that good.
The first one?
Revenant has an 81% and Star Wars.
What was Ride Along 2 have?
3. Ride Along 2 had 14.
14? What did the first one have? I know the first one, I'm like, really? They're making a sequel to this?
Yep.
So
hey, let's make some money.
You know what else they're making a sequel to that I'm surprised? I watched the trailer for it. It's been kept really secret. Yeah. So Cloverfield. Okay. So if you don't know what this movie, it was. I don't know that this movie was really popular. Ride Along, I think it kind of was.
Well, here you go. Ride Along got an 18%, and it made $134 million in the box office. So I can see why they're making another one. Because that's a lot of money for a comedy.
Yeah. Kevin Hart's like the hot item right now, though.
Is he the smaller guy?
Yeah. He's the... So, all right. Wait, let's go back to Cloverfield. All right. Cloverfield came out... when did that come out? It came out a long time
ago. Oh, and it had a budget of $25 million. So when you're making $150 million worldwide with a budget of $25 million, you're okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that thing. Comedies cost nothing to make because you don't have any special effects, really. And even the special effects were really cheesy.
That's right, and people are okay with it.
Yeah, because it's a comedy.
But you know what didn't get nominated? Ride Along 2 for the best comedy. Because The Martian was funnier. Okay, Cloverfield came out in 2008, so 8 years ago.
Man, that's a long time
ago. It got 77%. But that movie, I've only seen it once, so I can't.
Headaches.
It's been a long time since I've seen it, so I can't really say if I recommend it or not. I remember liking it. I remember leaving the theater and being like, that was a really good movie. So it's kind of...
It's like a love story.
It's like King Kong.
A guy was trying to save this girl he liked.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, all right. So here's... I remember now. So the beginning of that movie... So it's
a party.
It's found footage, but it's like really shaky camera.
Yeah.
So if you don't like that, like it does make you quite dizzy. It might be better on a small screen.
Now, but my wife got headache. You can find it online where they de-shake it.
De-shake it. That's a technical term that is only used here on this podcast. So stabilize might be a word you might hear out in common people terms.
Yeah, well, you know, but common people. Stabilize? No, that is not the common term.
Yeah, with people out there that aren't like familiar with like movie terms like we are, because we say de-shake it, but like stabilize would be like what
that would be like the official. No,
de-shake it is the official. Like that's the movie terminology that people don't know because we're behind the scenes. But stabilize, like that's what people, like yeah. common folk yes. that listen yeah. to this podcast, okay. like, oh, stabilize. That's what de-shake it means.
Sorry, my bad.
So, see, unintentional comedy factor right there. You said de-shake it. All right, so, the whole movie, right, is based on this relationship. So it'll flash back from, because it's like this whole camera. So there'll be times where he stops the camera and then it'll like have a little moment of what happened before this whole thing fell apart. So it's this giant monster comes out of the sea and basically destroys New York.
Wow. Yeah, spoiled.
What? That's what the whole movie's about.
Why don't you like do a spoiler alert?
So, no, that's not a spoiler. So
that destroying New York? I didn't know that was going to happen.
What? The movie poster is the Statue of Liberty without a head and, like, buildings all crumbled around it.
Still didn't know.
Oh, I thought it was about this field with clovers in it. So, so it's this monster that destroys it. But the reason the couple broke up in the movie is because they went farther in the relationship than they said they were going to.
Ooh.
And so they're like, then it became weird. Because they thought this would make them closer, and it didn't.
Yeah.
And so we talk about worldview sometimes on the podcast. But the worldview that promotes, I really liked what Cloverfield promoted because it's saying that there's something different about sexual activity than there is just kissing or holding hands. Like there's a difference in their relationship as a result of that. And it wasn't good because they weren't ready for it.
Yep.
So, like, it wasn't in the context of a marriage relationship. And so this guy's, like, going around the party, like, asking people, like, oh, did you hear that they had sex and all this stuff? And then, like, the people are like, oh, what? And, like, I didn't think that they had that kind of relationship or whatever. And so, like, people, I don't, like, it changed their perspective of who they were. But then in the relationship, it affected the relationship.
It affected them deeply.
And I like that because most movies show that otherwise. They're like, oh, just do whatever, all this stuff. Yeah, okay, so I recommended Arrow a few weeks ago.
But then I recommended again.
Well, no, I finished season 3, and like the last few episodes, there was a lot more sex in it than had been previously. No.
So you were still recommending it?
I don't know. No. I like the, but here's what I don't like about it. The opening quote was from Arrow. And I mean, and she said, like, I like that, like, don't fight to die, fight to live. I like that. But what she's saying, like, there's no consequences for sex. And that's why I like when shows or movies say that there is, because there is something different about it.
Yes.
And science knows that. Everybody knows that. But they portray it as like, oh, no, it's just a thing or whatever. And in this one, I really didn't like it because it's this girl that, like, is torn between two guys.
Yeah.
But she's, like, sleeping with both of them. You're like, wait, what? Like no, you can't.
Can't do that.
Can't do that. And it acts like, and they're okay with it. Everybody's okay with it. Then nobody's like, oh, you did that? I'm mad at you now. Like, oh, okay. Like, that's just, like, no, that's not. And that's why I like Cloverfield. So Cloverfield was really good, but they're making a sequel to it.
Yes, a sequel. And we have no idea what it's about.
It's been super secret.
Yeah, they've changed the name a couple times.
Yeah. So
just to keep throw people off.
So yeah, it's John Goodman and two other
sort of known actors.
Yeah.
But they're stuck in a bunker.
Yeah, Ten Cloverfield Lane is the name of it.
And, you know, this can be done really well when you limit the cast to a small number and just, because, well, Hateful Eight.
Had 8 people.
It had 8 people, but it took place mainly in one room. So you're like, what can happen with this movie? So you can really explore people's humanity.
Oh, yeah. I saw
With people stuck in a room, just seeing how they act and talk and dialogue. So you can see what the director thinks of humanity.
Yeah, I saw that on what was that movie? I don't remember the name of it, but it was It was on TV, so I don't know if it was good or bad. Like, I mean, it's one of those things. It
might, super censored.
No, it was a guy won the lottery. Maybe it was like winning number or something. So a guy wins the lottery.
Yeah.
No, he... What happened? A guy... Oh, he found a wallet.
Yeah.
And it was this dude's wallet or whatever. And him and his friends, like, every week would play the lottery or whatever. Yeah. And so they find out that, like, none of them won. But the winning ticket was in this guy's wallet that he found. And he was like... He had already called the guy back. He called the guy and said, hey, I found your wallet. And then, so the guy comes, and there's this, like, these really tense moments of, like, are they going to kill this guy and take the money? Because there would be, like, no reason this guy would be at their house. Like, they could get away with it because there would be no connection because he found the wallet. So, or he could have switched the lottery ticket or switched, because he's like, hey, if the guy doesn't know his numbers, if he just says, give me random numbers, he's not going to know what his numbers are or whatever. And so... So he doesn't know if he won. And so there's just like, but it, yeah, it's all these people trying to figure out what's the morally right thing to do. I mean, you know the morally right thing to do, but like, what would you do in that situation? And it's just one,
take the money, man.
It's one room, and they're the whole time they're like, so the friends will like go to the kitchen and be like, debate, like, wait, we gotta get in, take the ticket, or say the ticket wasn't in there. Or like, they're trying to figure out, like, do we take the money? Do we kill the guy? Do we, whatever? Like, it was interesting. So yeah, so go back to Cloverfield. So they're in a bunker. Yeah.
So they're in a bunker, and you're just following. Because you're like, are they here by choice? Because it kind of shows that two of them might not be there by choice. But then you're like, what do they? Because you don't even know how long they've been in this bunker,
and you don't know if this is before Cloverfield or after. You assume it's after.
Yeah, this could be taking place during. Even
it could be
like as it's going on, it could be happening, and you're like, because. Some of the people in it, because there's only so many people.
One
of the people, a girl, she's doesn't act like she knows what's beyond outside.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay.
So maybe she was real little when it all happened.
And that could be.
And they've grown up in the bunker.
Something happened where she got knocked out, taken in the bunker, and she doesn't realize.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of, we'll see. It's coming out in 2 months. And
in 2 months? Yeah, that's great. I mean, I love when movies do that because it's not like, oh, Captain America coming in 2019. You're like, oh, man, what?
Come on.
So this is probably
isn't that the worst? You're like, I want this movie to come out, and I can't wait for that year, but I'll be this many years older.
Yeah.
What'll I have done? I better do something with these 4 years.
So, but this movie doesn't have shaky cam, which I'm glad. It's back to normal,
yes, I hate
normal that. Filming.
All right, so I sent you a link.
Oh, good.
So in it is a list. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Oscars because the Oscars are kind of getting a lot of negativity right now.
Yeah.
But there's a hashtag out there called hashtag Oscars so white.
Oscars so white.
Oscars so white.
Where's this link?
It's in there. It's below The Martian.
Okay.
Musical comedy.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
But well, I shared with you a list of all the movies. So you can look through the movies because I want to play a game with you and you can go through which ones you think will win, which ones you think will lose, which ones you're surprised by not making it or making it. Now, Oscars are a bit more serious than the Golden Globes. They don't have dinner for one, which I don't know how I feel. You know, I wouldn't mind dinner, but then you're like, it kind of looks chintzy. So I'll take the Oscars any day.
So here's the thing about the Oscars that are frustrating to me. So it's all of 2015, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just the movies of 2015.
Yeah.
So is Star Wars considered a 2015 movie, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Star Wars isn't on here. You might have been nominated for something. Not for Best Picture.
Nope, not for Best Picture.
The highest grossing movie of all time, not nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
All right, so what else came out this year that, like, made... Oh, Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Not on here.
Yeah.
Is it on here for anything?
But what does it take to be Best Picture?
Right. It takes a bunch of uppity old men in a room being like, oh, this is...
hashtag this Oscar so white and old.
Oscar so white and old.
Why don't they say that? They don't say that.
So, The Big Short, I don't... Oh, that was the movie about Wall Street falling. Bridge of Spies.
Yeah.
Which is a Tom Hanks movie that nobody went and saw. Brooklyn, like some love story or something about a girl in Brooklyn. Mad Max Fury Road, that movie was off the chain. That movie was crazy. The Martian, Bring Him Home. Yeah. Nope. Bring Him Home.
Sorry, you cost too much. We're going to have to leave you.
Bring Him Home. Is there a chorus of short people dancing? Because that's what makes musicals great musicals. So,
wow.
The Revenant.
Yep.
The Room?
I don't know that one.
That's the one, like, the lady, like, wasn't she kidnapped and, like, kept in a room for, like,
oh, yeah,
a long time, and then she escapes. And then Spotlight, which I don't know what that one is either.
So, out of all of those, when you look at this list, are you disappointed in it?
Yes, because I've seen one of those movies.
Well, that's your fault.
How many have you seen of this? One, two, three. You've seen three.
All three of those deserve to be on there.
Yes. Okay. But this is where, like, okay, where's the... I know there's, like, the People's Choice Award.
What's the criteria?
Like, yeah, what makes it, like, oh, this is...
But it's not decided by popular demand. Like, there's movies out there a lot of people think great, and I'm like, that's not really...
Like, Ride Along 2 got number one. Okay.
I mean, I'm like, that's not a good movie. It really isn't. It doesn't push the bar in any way. Do you decide the best because it's unique, or do you decide the best because it plays it safe and makes money? Because I would say Star Wars played it safe and made lots of money. It was a great movie. I enjoyed it. But was it best picture? No. Same with Jurassic World. So...
Yeah, but...
Just admit you're wrong.
No, because... But it's like, okay, where... Like, how do they decide, like, oh, these movies say something, or these movies... I don't know. I get, that's where I get... It's like, all right, first, the 88th Oscars will be hosted by Chris Rock. That'll be great, right?
Because he's going to make jokes about that the whole time.
Yeah, so it'll be... I thought Neil Patrick Harris did a good job last year. I have sometimes watched the Golden Globes, but I'm like... I don't care anymore, right? Like, I'm like, none of these movies appeal to me. Because the Oscars keep going down in ratings, right, each year?
I don't know.
I think they do worse and worse because nobody knows these movies. And you got Mad Max Fury Road. Like, why did that make it? That's a huge, high-budget action movie. There's hardly any dialogue. It doesn't say much.
It's so good.
It doesn't say much about... I mean, it says a little bit about life, but not a ton. Like, I would have a hard time telling you the worldview of that movie.
Mad Max Fury Road? Let's go watch it right now.
Survive. yeah,
I mean, but well, it starts out with the guy only thinking about himself. He's selfish at the beginning, and at the end he sacrifices everything for this group of people to get them back safely. Very simple story, and it was great art direction. All right, best directing.
What about it?
How about those movies? Just go through the list real fast.
Okay, best directing, The Big Short, Mad Max,
Room, Spotlight.
Okay. What is Spotlight? Okay, keep going.
All right. Best actor in leading role: Bryan Cranston, Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael Fassbender, or Eddie Redmayne, the Danish girl. Oh man, he will probably get it, even though I don't care much for that movie. I haven't seen
Which one?
Already, the Danish girl. And, it's just kind of I don't know. Michael Fassbender, he's good. Leo, but he does a lot of crawling. I think he ought to get it. Best actress in a leading role: Kate Blanchett.
Blanchett.
Brie Larson, Jennifer Lawrence, Charlotte Rampling, and Saoirse Ronan. I'd go with all those people. I don't know.
Okay. So Spotlight is about newspaper sensation Spotlight team of reporters delves into allegations of abuse in the Catholic Church. Their year-long investigation uncovers decades-long cover-up of the highest levels of Boston's religious legal. So it's about the bad things that happened in the Catholic Church and how there was a cover-up and stuff. So, all right. Best actor in a leading role. The only movie I've seen is none of those. So I would say Matt Damon in The Martian. Does Leo always win?
He's never won one, actually.
Oh, best actress in a leading role.
He's great. He better win.
Saoirse Ronan, she'll win it. Heard good things about that movie.
What about supporting role? Christian Bale?
Christian Bale in The Big Short.
Tom Hardy, he's really good in his role.
Is he?
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone in Creed. Wow, he got nominated for that. That's good. Well, he probably won't get it. Okay, Tom Hardy? I don't know. I haven't seen these movies. That's the thing.
How about Best Animated Feature Film?
Oh, where's that? Inside Out's going to win it. Oh! Shaun the Sheep. Oh, man, I'm torn, because I really like both of those.
When Marty was there.
Forget that.
Well, that's great. Boy in the World.
I don't know what that is.
All
right. Animalicia? I don't know. So that's the thing. Like, these movies are so weird.
About Best Documentary?
Let's not go through all of
them. Cartel Land?
Yeah.
Best writing? exhibition.
Because some of these categories, like, what? Okay. Yeah, Pixar always wins. So they'll win.
Do they always win?
I don't think they won with Cars 2. But, yeah, so, like, Jurassic World's not in here for anything.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, so that's where I get mad about stuff. I'm like, come on.
Well, what's it supposed to be in there for?
What?
Why would they nominate it? Like, give me a category. Okay. Give me a category.
Visual effects.
Where's that even at?
Down at the bottom. Sound mixing. Because it was like, I mean, the sound in that movie is so good. Sound editing. Best costume design. You had to design a dinosaur costume. I watched the puppeteering behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
All
right,
so.
Anyway, right. Okay, but that's Oscars. But think about it. Okay. I mean, is this... This is obviously something that's been getting a lot more attention as we go.
Right.
Which is diversity.
Okay, yeah.
And so, like, how should we diversify? What's a fair way to diversify?
So here's the thing. I want to be really careful because I don't want to come across. But, all right, so if I'm going for a job.
Yep.
And there's somebody that's equally as qualified as me, skin color should not matter.
Yeah.
Right? But if I'm more qualified for a job.
You should get the job.
Than somebody that is a different skin color than me.
Yeah.
Just because, we have to have diversity in the workplace and they get the job over me, I think that's discrimination.
Against you.
Against
you're white.
Me. I'm a white guy. You don't discriminate me.
Well, I mean,
hashtag all lives matter.
I don't know. It's weird because when you think about it, if I'm an employer and I want my company to be the best or whatever, I probably want to hire the best.
Right.
And so it's, I don't know. It's a forced thing sometimes. It seems like, well, you've got to do it because it's appealing to something. What is it appealing to?
Okay, so it appeals to diversity.
Well, diversity appeals to what, though? It appeals to fairness. So it's saying, hey, it's only fair that we do this. But that also appeals, people are mixing their worldviews here.
So if Kevin Hart was on this list for Ride Along, yes. Like, oh, Kevin Hart made Ride Along, so he's in this list, is it more offensive to him because he's only in there because he's a black actor?
Yeah, and they had to do something.
And we have to put a black actor in this. Or is it more... See, I don't know why Samuel L. Jackson wasn't for...
Surprised. But, I mean, I could see them... He kind of plays the same role.
He does.
It's his character. He does the same thing. For, like, Leo, he's different in each one. And you can tell.
Yeah.
Just his character he takes on, he's a different character. I mean, sure, he sounds the same, but he can't.
Right.
Can't help that.
Samuel Jackson always sounds the same.
That's true.
So, yeah, but... So, I feel like... I don't know, because sometimes when people are put in this position of, oh, you have to have this many ethnic people, and this many women, and this many guys, and this many white people, and this many, like... And they just put all these standards, and you're like, wait, but I want to hire people that are going to do the job well.
Yeah.
And I don't care... Because, all right, so... I remember at college, this lady came to our class and talked to us about white privilege. And so at the end, like, she showed us this video, and the video was highly offensive because it was like these people were sitting around. They're like, we're going to play a game. And like, and they're like, oh, good. We're going to learn about African-American people. And like, oh, are we going to play drums in a circle? And they were like saying stuff that was so blatantly racist. And you're like, come on. Nobody acts like this. Maybe they do. But so this lady comes in, they play this game or whatever. So we watch this video about white privilege and all this stuff. So when it got done, the lady leading the discussion was a white lady. And I said, all right, so what can we do? What can I do to help this issue or this problem of white privilege or whatever?
Yeah.
And here was her solution. All right, if you're standing in line at like the deli counter at a grocery store.
Yeah.
And there's a African-American lady.
Yeah.
And you're there. And she was there before you. If they say, who's next? You say, well, she was.
Like, actually, like, be honest?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what? Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, no, I was, because I'm white. Like, I was so mad, because I just left, like, okay, we, right, like, we spent a whole class period learning about white privilege, and I ask a question. One, you give me a scenario that rarely happens. I'm at the deli counter at a grocery store, maybe once every few months. So, you give me, like, a weird scenario, and then you're like, oh, be honest. Okay.
Oh, I, man.
I'm going to do that anyway. So I was,
well, are you, though? Are you?
Yes. I don't care.
I don't like, know. I don't believe
and
you.
I'm always, like, I'm the type of person, though, that would be like, oh, no, this person was in front of me, too, even if they weren't, because I feel bad.
You know, everybody go ahead.
You know what?
I don't have anything to do. No, let's just sit at the stop.
That's why I never get on a roller coaster. I'm like, let everybody go in front of me. But, yeah, that, I was like, wait. What? So I don't know what the solution is. Is it that there's not, like, good roles for African-American people? Is it the movie producers that are making movies, the, like, casting people that are not casting African-American people or other people of color in different roles? Like, is it, what is it that's making that happen? Because the Oscar people are picking, like, here's who the best is.
Yeah.
And... yeah, you can say stuff about Straight Outta Compton. It got nominated for something, but it's like, okay, maybe they didn't act well in it. Like, I mean, it's them being rappers, and so I don't know. I don't know what the criteria is, but I don't want to just have black people or Hispanics or whatever in up for Oscars
just because
they're that because they're a different race, right?
I agree. Totally agree.
Okay, but like flip it around though. If it was only black people that are nominated, would we be mad about it? Would we be like,
oh, this is ridiculous. Come on.
There's no good movies with white people in it? Like, would we feel bad about it? Yeah. This is the second year in a row, right?
Yes, this is the second year in a row.
So, I don't know. I don't control
but,
the
Oscars. But
the issue of fairness, right?
The issue of fairness. And it's, like, I deserve something.
Yeah.
Entitlement.
Now... I could understand if it was like blatantly like, oh, we're doing this on purpose and there's no.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, there's a lot of like racially charged stuff going on.
There is. Everything can be attached to that. I don't want everybody just changing for the sake of not. I don't know. I was reading an article earlier and it was talking about why this might be, and they drew it back to the very like foundations of poverty and different things like this. So there's not as much opportunity. So it's not the Oscars' fault. It's just a part of the system.
Okay.
And so these things like a person who is of a minority doesn't have as many opportunities in Hollywood because they're not, I mean, there aren't as many of them and different things like that. They just aren't of that right. Yeah.
What was that? I didn't hear that last part. Last night I was watching the Democratic debates, and they brought up statistics about like the amount of African American young men that are in prison.
Yeah.
And it was like it was crazy, and like the amount of stuff that you're like, okay, that's got to change. Like, there's got to be something that we can do as a society, as America, to help fix those issues and those problems. Giving an African American the Oscar probably isn't going to fix those problems.
Like, it might help.
Like,
people want to aspire.
I can be an actor someday and get an award that barely anybody gets. I don't know, maybe, but I feel like the system is broken already, and people don't know how to fix it. That's the thing. Oh, how do you fix it? Well,
we just attack everybody.
In the deli line, you say that she was there first. If she was, like, yeah, I'm going to do that anyway. Don't be dumb stuff. Like help me. And that's the thing. Like, I don't know what to do to help fix this problem. And this is where it bothers me because I'm like, okay, you present me with this big problem, and
no solution.
And I don't know how to solve it. Like, I mean, the stuff that was going on with like all the police. Stuff where they're like, oh yeah, well, policemen are racist and all that. Well, yeah, there's like two videos out there, and maybe those guys were, but that don't put all policemen in there because that's when you get in trouble because you're like, oh, all these people do this stuff.
Yeah.
So then now police have like a bad rap because they're like, oh, we were doing our job, and these guys over here are doing the wrong kind of thing to solve a situation, but. But there's video on it, and yes, you get just a small snippet of the video and not the whole thing. And so So you don't know what happened before that or after that and all this stuff. And so it's just crazy. And yes, there are people out there that do bad things. There are bad cops out there that do bad
stuff. There's bad people.
There's everywhere. Bad pastors out there that do bad things as pastors. Like that just happens.
Yeah, something to say.
People are bad people at times. That's why everybody needs Jesus. No, but that's where, and I know it's a blanket solution, but it comes back to, are we being transformed by Christ? Like if Christ is our center, if that's what we're striving for, then those things are going to fall into place. Because if you look at how Jesus lived his ministry, like he went into the places that supposedly he was supposed to hate as a Jewish person and told those people about his love and God's love for him. The Samaritans, like the Jewish people hated the Samaritans. He walks into there and like, hey, lady at the well, you got a terrible life. Go get your husband and I'll tell you all about it. And she's like, I don't have a husband. He's like, I know. You've been married to 5 guys and now you're living with a dude that's not your husband. Go get your village. And she's like, come here, guys.
Come get your village.
She's like, come here.
Get everybody.
And tell me everything I've ever done. And all the guys like, we want to hear this because you've done a lot. And so Jesus talks to those people and treats them as everybody, like he treats them as normal people.
Yeah.
And so I think it starts with us as those that follow Christ saying, you know what, I'm not going to treat people differently based on certain things that I think they should be or aspire to or color or, I mean.
It's to treat people as people.
Yeah. Whether you agree with every decision they make or not. And I'm going to tell you this, you don't agree with every decision that your best friend makes. Like, there, you disagree with people on
stuff. I am my best friend.
All the time. And you don't
disagree with myself all the time.
So, all right, man, this has been another long episode.
We're not even halfway through.
No, we're done.
We still have tanning and e-cigs and ray of light.
We'll talk about those next time. All right. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 42. Be kind to people.
Yeah.
Be the light of the world that Jesus calls us to be. So if you are a follower of Christ, then live that out. Don't just be this person that's like, well, I'm a Christian, so I don't like you because you disagree with me. Like, love people. That's what Jesus taught us to do. And that doesn't mean you're like, oh, I'm okay with you doing awful things with your life. You're like, hey, I'm loving. Yeah, I'm loving you so that you can see who Jesus is and that you can start to follow him. And then those things that you think are great, that you'll start to see like, hey, these things aren't great. That I want to follow Jesus and live how he has asked me to live. So, thanks for tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder. We appreciate it very much. You're listening. Send us an email, podcastviewfinder@gmail.com. Or
review us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star. If you have complaints.
They
go to the
call
email.
812-555.
That's it. Wow.
812-555. Because the 555 numbers aren't real. All right. Hey, thanks for listening.
That explains your
stuff. We will see you next time on episode 43. This is an episode 42. I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
And we appreciate you listening. Podcast Viewfinder.